Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Randy Batson. I'm a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. Working conditions at the Sewell Airport were the subject of a new story on the front page of the Barbados Advocate, published on this day, June 14, 1950. For our younger listeners, Sewell was the former name of the airport before the facility was renovated and expanded and eventually renamed in 1976 in honor of former Premier Sir Grantley Adams. Interestingly, Sir Grantley was part of the debate in the House of Assembly in which the said working conditions of Barbadian artisans and unskilled workers who were building a new runway at Sewell was brought up. The House's members were debating a resolution for $18,430 as a supplement to the expenditure on the project. It was Mr. Adams, as he was then, who moved the resolution. Ronald Mapp, MP, alleged that the Barbadian workers employed on the site were toiling under substandard conditions and at a standard that was different from their Trinidadian counterparts who were working alongside them. He decried this differentiation in working conditions and encouraged the government to get involved and to rectify the situation. Another member, Winter Crawford, supported Mr. Mapp's position and he elaborated on the specific issues. According to him, the Barbadians were being paid at the minimum wage level, whilst being asked to work 10 hours per day, 6 days a week on the almost $1 million project. In addition, they were not being paid overtime monies and they received payment fortnightly rather than weekly, as was the practice at the time. He questioned the terms of the contract awarded to the tender and suggested that a copy should be laid in the House for members' scrutiny. In rebuttal, Mr. Adams conceded that he had not investigated the situation himself, but said that the contract was a standard one for such projects, with the necessary amendments for the specific project, and though the stipulations and other conditions of work had not been written in, it was his understanding that overtime was in fact being paid. Mr. Crawford questioned whether the contract had been scrutinized by the island's Labour Commissioner, whose duty it was to oversee labour contracts and the terms and conditions therein. Mr. Adams' response was that the officer had not been involved in the initial stages of the contract's creation, but he asserted that a fair wage provision had to be a part of the contract. In the end, the resolution was passed, with no further criticism from the opposition benches.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.